Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What is a profession, a job, that is inherently unethical and provides no public benefit? It is only you can define that however you want. Okay?
No benefit.
Yes.
Phone scammers.
Yeah.
Phone scammers.
Yeah.
Like the ones that send the text saying, "Hi, I'm your grandson. I'm in Germany. I'm in a jail. Send me that."
Yeah, that, or the ones that call and pretend that, you know, "Hey, I'm your insurance and this is going wrong," or "Hey, what, any reason to like take care or take advantage of elderly people?" Those phone scammers. That's so twisted. I couldn't imagine getting, you know, Grandma Myrtle on the phone and taking advantage of her, getting her bank account and then draining her empty.
Is that kind of the profession? Because it sounds like that's a criminal.
I think that's less of a job, though, and more of a thing that people do somewhere. But
yeah, probably it's probably a job in wherever that is originating.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of, was people that call and say, "Oh, I think your Microsoft has a virus. Let me remote into your computer." And then they do that, and then they steal all your info.
But along the same lines, as a legitimate job, I would say telemarketer.
Yeah.
I don't need anybody to call my house and offer me things, even if it's a legitimate business.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm like,
okay,
stop.
I'm down with
that. I don't want to be on your list. This is wasting my time. Nobody wants this. I'm not going to benefit from it.
In that same category, then, door-to-door sales.
Definitely.
Yes.
I get the people are doing their job, and I respect that they need to earn a living just like anybody else, but those jobs should not exist.
I hate it.
I don't know if I would call them unethical, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Because I think that, yes, there are exceptions, but
they're
for the most part,
useless and annoying.
If somebody's knocking on your door and they're trying to sell you whatever their service is, their, you know, painting service or lawn care or whatever, I, in most cases, truly believe that they are just trying to sell you the services. I don't think that they're showing up just to steal your money and go away.
Right.
They're trying to get your business.
Yeah. I don't think it's unethical. Yeah.
No. Not unethical.
But it's annoying.
I think unethical would be more like hedge fund managers. People like that. But it provides a great service to a lot of people. But they're making money by doing literally nothing but shuffling numbers back and forth. They're not producing anything. They're not making anything. And you can't make that amount of wealth without taking it from the backs of other people. You can't have $400 billion without a lot of other people not having $400 billion. You know what I mean?
Got to come from somewhere.
So, yeah, I think the financial sector in a lot of cases is kind of unethical.
I think multi-level marketing, specifically, though, like the higher-ups.
Yes.
Like, they are pushing all of these people who just are like, "Oh, this is a good thing I can do on the side." Like, single moms just wanting to sell some leggings and make some fun money or whatever it may be. Like, they're taking, those higher ups are taking advantage of them by being like, "Oh yeah, the more you sell or the more people who sign up under you."
Yeah.
Really, you're just,
you know what you're selling.
You know what you're selling. You know it's crap, and you know what you're doing is BS.
That's a good one, I think.
I think pharmaceuticals, specifically people who price out medication.
Ooh, yes.
I think they're evil people.
Yeah.
For sure.
Did you see, what was that story last week? Like a 22-year-old died when the price of his inhaler went up for asthma. He couldn't afford it. It just died.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no thing. Paparazzi?
Mm-hmm.
Like that,
oh,
that does
yeah.
nothing for anyone.
I'm not too mad at them. I mean, it sucks, but they're getting paid. Like, people do want to see that.
I think if you're a photographer hired by a magazine to go cover an event or something, that's different.
Totally different.
If you're just a person on your own, just some sleazeball out trying to take pictures of celebrities living their lives, and then you're like, I'm going to sell this to whichever magazine is going to pay me the most.
Yeah, because the paparazzi's looking for the shots of, you know, Britney Spears shaving her head or Tara Reid's dress slipping and her nipple coming out.
Say when Anne Hathaway gets out of the car wrong.
Right, exactly. Like, they're looking for the crotch shots, and they'll sell those knowing that they'll make money. That's evil. Yeah. That is so evil.
Yeah, it's hard to call that job ethical.
Yeah.
Like, you're harassing people.
Doesn't mean the people that do it are always horrible.
Yeah, that one I could go either way. It seems like it. Like, the people who caused Princess Diana's car crash, which ultimately killed her.
Yeah,
it's pretty evil.
This couple texts, strip club owner.
Why is that enough?
Yeah, no one has to work there. No one has to go there.
Well, if you,
it's not a service you have to have, like health insurance or something like that. But I suppose that I think the problem with that one is it's easy to go, well, some of those are unethical because they're taking advantage of people that are in bad spots in their lives, and then they get stuck in a vicious cycle. But that is painting with broader strokes.
Yeah, because you could say that about a lot of places.
There's a lot of professions where there's bad seeds.
Yeah.
That doesn't make the profession bad.
No, I think you would have to, I think if you were a person that felt like any type of sex work or stripping was unethical in of itself, then if you own one of those, obviously you
are
also.
Yeah, that's true.
You would have to be a person that finds that to be unethical in the first place.
Radio DJs that do not play music.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Yeah.
Sent from your smartphone with numerous apps to get you that. But yes.
Yeah. Awful.
Butterfly book ghostwriter. Circus performers that are animal trainers.
Mm. Yeah, I don't love like people who work at SeaWorld kind of thing, like those where animals are just trapped in habitats that don't feel like they're actually where they should be. I feel really bad. And I don't really know if it's the trainers, actually. I think it's the people who want to open something like that, mm-hmm. who buy those types of animals, like the Joe Dirts of the world, you know?
Joe Exotic?
Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
So easy to make
who's
them up.
Who's kind of a Joe Dirt? Yeah. So, you know.
Joe Dirt had a turd that was frozen.
That's right.
Yeah, because I think
Joe Exotic was a turd. Uh-huh.
I think in that case, the trainers or the caretakers, I think they truly do want the best for those animals.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the people who can shell out hundreds of thousands of dollars for these exotic animals, millions, especially if you're doing something like a SeaWorld.
Yeah.
And then keep these beautiful animals like whales and dolphins in a pool. You got to be kidding me.
That's rough. Yeah, my opinion on them have changed so much. Even just zoos, my opinions on them have changed so much.
I feel icky every time I go to a zoo.
Yes. Sanctuary, totally different story. If it's an animal that was injured and could not survive in the wild, great. I think that, you know, you're giving that animal the best life that you can give it.
And I think a lot of zoos work really hard to make sure their animals have as good as they can. It's not like it used to be where every new zoo was like, here's some concrete with an elephant stuck in there in the hot sun with nowhere to go or whatever. Someone texted and said engineers at apps like TikTok and Google who maximize their apps for children's addictive properties.
Or just the people who kind of figure out those algorithms or set those up.
That has not made the world a better place. Arms dealer. Okay, that's probably pretty good.
I wrote down televangelists, or I really think anybody who makes money off of religion. I think whether 100%. That's selling religious books, whether that's selling your religious ideas, making money off of religion and trying to make money off of something that people fully put their whole back into believing. No,
I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. Every single one of those televangelists who, you know, preach this gospel and that thing and the other thing, and they're all riding in Lear jets. And,
Remember the one that we played where the guy basically locked the doors and said, we're not leaving here until we get enough money to buy this piece of property that we're going to buy so we can expand the church. And then he said, there's going to be so much room to pray here if we can buy this property.
I do remember that one. Unbelievable. How about this one? This one just texted in. People who run children's beauty pageants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Is it unethical?
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's exploitation of children.
Yeah, me too.
Personally.
Yeah, I think that that's a very slippery slope.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that with their kids, especially now. There's too many pedophiles on the internet to be posting pictures of your kid looking like she's 25 when she's, you know, 10. And I can't imagine. I cannot. My dad, we'd get the little flyers in the mail, and I was never going to be a pageant kid ever. But my dad, the moment those started, he was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. What, doll you up at 10 years old to make you look like you're 10, 20 years older for people to judge you?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Because my daughter's 5 and a half, almost 6. And if she were to see that, she'd be like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. Of course she would want to do that.
It's playing dress up.
Yeah. Because right now, like, she's in ballet class right now, which I think there's a fine line. And I'm worried that if she gets exposed to something like that, where she sees a pageant or watched that, you know, the show that was on, you know, the pageant girls or wherever Honey Boo Boo came from. Yeah.
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah, way back in the day. If obviously that show would not be, I wouldn't allow her to watch that show. It's not targeted for her. But if she were to see something like that, she'd be like, yeah, heck yeah, I want to do a beauty pageant. That would be great.
Yeah.
So it's already, I'm already like, okay, ballet, that's one thing. She's got her recital coming up this weekend and she's all excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like,
There's something.
Okay.
There's an extra step with beauty pageants. I feel like that prey almost on like a mom's desire to want to like live vicariously through their daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that it just seems so predatory in a lot of ways.
If we didn't know that there were people who fetishized it, though, creeps, would you still think it was evil, or would you just think it's a fun kids' activity?
No.
I mean,
it's still gross to me when you're taking a 6-year-old and making them look like they're 21.
I mean, I agree,
like,
but
because
remember,
to me, that's like a sexual objectification type of thing.
Yeah, because they do bathing suit stuff for kids, and
that's
you're
really
judging
weird.
Kids.
Yeah, if it was like really a talent weird. Competition, and you know, you weren't, it had nothing to do with makeup and hair and all that, and dress up, and it was like, oh, this person can do 48 flips while playing a saxophone. You'd be like, that's kick ass, go kid! You know, like, all right, that's
show.
Neat. Yeah, it's a talent show. If it was a talent pageant.
This text, but. Travel ball tournament director, whatever ball it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people who would agree with that.